Lactofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help him feel stronger, more energetic, and more passionate, too. So if you want to help the guy in your life feel like the man he used to be, just text 42424 and enter the word MUCH, and we'll give him a complimentary bottle. Award-winning Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle from Nugenix. Text 42424 and enter MUCH. Again, text 42424 and enter M-U-C-H.
Congratulations to one of the best-run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service in a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-400-1942. That's 1-800-400-1942. 1-800-400-1942.
Hey, would you buy a house without looking inside? Well, of course not. Well, shouldn't you be just as diligent when choosing a financial advisor? Hey, it's Sean Hannity here. And just as a house is more than four walls, well, a financial advisor is more than just a nice office. Now, what's their background? Do they work in your best interest as a fiduciary? What's their financial specialty? Now, you want to know all these things because the chances are, over your lifetime, you're going to trust them with far more than the value of your home. Because knowledge and experience count for a lot in retirement income planning. Here in St. Louis, you need to know Ken and Lori Heise and the team at the Heise Advisory Group. Call them now at 314-328-6000. That's 314-328-6000. Don't be cavalier with your financial assets. Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-6000.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blohm with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Now, this has to be your favorite segment if you like. I don't want to say gadgets because not everything's a gadget. TV is not a gadget. It can be a gadget. It's a necessity if you're my wife, who watches about 14 different series. Is it series? That doesn't sound right, does it?
I think it's just series.
Singular or plural. Outlander and Game of Thrones, and I mean every episode. So, yeah, if our TV went out and we didn't have another one, or it went out, oh my goodness.
Oh, I would panic too.
We'd have to call 9/11
or something. I would panic if my TV went out.
So here's a guy.
9/11? You say call 9/11?
Yeah.
I'd call 9/11. 911. That's 9/11.
No, I know. I've just never heard it called pretty much 9/11.
Stop the music. You don't read the news, do you? Admitted you don't read the news. I'll share with you an article. It's all over the news this morning.
Hmm.
The current terminology to be used for any emergency call, according to authorities, they request and hope that everyone will start effective immediately using the term 9/11 instead of the old, tired 911.
Huh.
Only people in the know, people who follow the news, of course, will know this information.
Oh.
So there you go. Sherman Dippelnicker.
Huh.
Yeah. Of the Associated Press.
Oh, wow.
Jose knew about it.
I did.
He came and said, hey, did you hear about the 9/11 thing? I said, oh, yeah, it's all over the news.
Boy, is my face red.
Now how do you feel?
Yeah,
I start the music again. So, whether it's a TV and you're shopping, you know what to look for, or you can't get your phone to do what, you know, the whole deal. And I went to the Apple store last week, by the way. I may talk about that, and I may not. I don't want to eat up too much of this guy's time. Here's how this works. He does a monologue, and that's pretty helpful, but it may not address your problem, which is why you get to call. And the really smart people will call right now as soon as I give these numbers, and here they are. For most cell phones, *KTRS, that's *5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And Jose's brought to you by Window World. There's nothing high-tech about a window from Window World. No batteries, you don't plug it in, nothing lights up. No diodes, just a good, solid window. And the number one seller in the country, Window World. Give it up, please. Oh, look at those. See, the smart people are calling. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How are you, Jose?
I'm excellent, Frank. How are you?
Good. I'll make this quick because I know probably a lot of people really won't care or be interested, but over the weekend, for the very first time, I shot and edited a small movie, like a 10-minute movie for my son and his son, my grandson, who is 4 today. They had a birthday party Saturday, so I took some footage, and I went back home. It took about 4 hours, but I pieced videos together, and then I did the titles, graphics, and music, and it took a long time because I didn't know what I was doing. It was an app called Video Chat. I downloaded it a long time ago and never used it. I think it was $1.99. I'm not sure. Whatever. Free, $1, $2, well worth it. And when I get really good at it, that 4 hours should have probably taken me 40 minutes. But I actually enjoy doing it, and it's a slick little movie. And anybody with a smartphone, and I think Jose would agree, whether you realize it or not, you can take all that video and those photos, which Peon and I talk about, we have far too many of kids stuff, and you could break it down to a few neat little movies with titles and little comments on them, and it's just, and I did it all on the phone, didn't even plug it into a computer. So it's called Video Chat. I think Apple comes with iMovie, that's the one that's built in, but as long as it took, as frustrating as it was, I enjoyed doing it. So I don't have any issues, really. Anybody else have anything for Jose?
No,
but I'm going to try that since I have a brand new iPhone.
Oh, man,
so.
Just download. It'll take you forever to learn it, like anything else.
Okay.
Just little by little.
It's iMovie, though, right?
No, Video Chat. Video Shop. Video Shop is the one I use.
Okay.
And I think it's $2 or something.
Okay.
Jose, it's all yours.
Excellent. You up for a little trivia?
Sure, I love trivia.
Old PCs, back in the day,
okay,
had a button, a function button on them called Turbo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what the Turbo button did?
Mm.
It made the computer run faster. It rebooted the computer to its original speed. The button actually did nothing, or it made the computer run slower.
I'm going to say it did nothing.
I don't even recollect that.
I'm going to say it did
I don't remember the
nothing.
Turbo button either.
Yeah, I'll say nothing as well.
Okay, Dan?
I'll say nothing.
Made it run slower.
What?
Turbo made
it run slower. Wow. It sounds counterintuitive. The turbo button was put on the computers. When they first came out, they ran at 4.77 megahertz. Not gigahertz, megahertz.
I don't know anything about that stuff, but that's probably really slow.
That was very slow. As faster computers came along, 286s and 386s, the software that was designed for the 477s was designed to run at that specific speed, especially games. If you ran them faster on a faster CPU, it messed the games up. So the turbo button was a backward-compatible button that made it run at specifically the slowest speed it could.
Oh, so it made it sound like, because if you're playing video games, then you would want turbo for your video games.
Right. Ooh. Bluetooth technology is named after a medieval Scandinavian king, an electric eel with blue teeth, a Native American chieftain, or a bear that loves blueberries?
Do those again. You know what? This is something I've meant to look up. Every time I see Bluetooth, I go, why Bluetooth? Do it again.
A medieval Scandinavian king, an eel, electric eel with blue teeth, a Native American chieftain, or a bear that loves blueberries?
Dan?
I'll go the eel.
I will say the first one, the chief.
The Scandinavian king or the
American
chief.
Yeah, I'm going to go eel also.
Eel only? Scandinavian king.
No!
Reference goes back to Harald Bluetooth, the king of Denmark.
That was his name?
That was his name, from 958 to 986. He then became the king of Norway from 970 to 986. It said that Harald united the Danish tribes under a single kingdom, and it was hoped that Bluetooth would likely unify communication protocols as well.
What young 20-something geek in some lab goes, what do we call this?
A Scandinavian one.
Yeah, that he would even know who this guy Bluetooth was. I don't know. See, you learn something here all the time.
Calls, please.
You ready?
Yes.
All right. One more time for the numbers. Please pay attention. There's one line open. Take it. For most cell phones, *KTRS. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Let's welcome Robert. Robert, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you doing today?
Good, Robert. How are you?
Better now. I'm home from work. I work outside, carpenter. So.
Oh, my goodness. Good luck this
outside,
week.
Outside, wow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Drink lots of alcohol and wear dark clothing.
Yeah.
Yep.
I always do.
Okay.
You listen.
He's a listener. There you go.
That's right. AM and the PM first.
Thank you.
Okay. I have a question, and it's coming up. I think a lot of people might be interested. August 21st.
Yes.
The day of the total solar eclipse.
Yes.
A lot of people, you know, everyone is. If you want to take pictures or video or whatever, does your camera, video cam, your iPhone, does it need a special filter or just a filter of some kind because it's so bright you can't look at it without the glasses and everything?
No, the phones and cameras should white adjust to the picture. That you have to wear them if you want to stare at it.
Right.
But the camera, the electronics should be okay.
Now, do you have to wear your glasses? You're holding your phone up and you're looking at the eclipse through your phone. You would probably still have to wear your glasses.
It probably would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, just in case you put the phone down and try and realign it.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering, because a lot of times, say you buy one of them little 35-millimeter disposable cameras.
You buy one of those little 35-millimeter disposable cameras.
Yeah.
You see what happened there?
I see what you did there.
Okay.
Does that have a filter built in? Because a lot of times I buy that, take a picture, and it flashes anyway. And the picture's way too white.
The 35-millimeter cameras that you buy at the store for, you know, $8 for $2
do
not have a filter. Any of the iPhones or electronic cameras should be okay.
And video cams, too.
Yes.
Okay, that was my question. I had no idea.
And if you get a good picture, will you send it to me?
Well, I do not have email, but I can mail it to the station.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Hi, Robert.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks.
Thank you. He's not going to mail it to you.
I think he might.
See, you know, I know he would have said, sure, what's your address?
That's true.
Yeah, he knows the station. Yeah. He's not going to mail to the station.
Yeah.
He knows the station.
He knows. Do we still get mail? I guess we do. Yeah, I got one. I got that guy who says he's never going to listen to me again or call me. He hates my guts. And then I ruined his life. This is Mike. Mike, say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Mike.
AM and the PM, of course.
Thank you.
My question, I've never seen it addressed here. Do you use a VPN, or do you recommend them? And if you do, what would you recommend?
What do you think you might need one for?
Security or whatever.
Usually, I don't use VPNs because I don't spend a lot of time on open networks.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is.
It's a virtual private network.
That VPN.
It's a piece of software that is designed to encrypt your communication from whatever your device is to the other end of wherever you're looking. It's used a lot for people who travel and are on a Starbucks or an open, like a Panera Bread Wi-Fi, where other people could be sitting and trying to watch what's going on. If you spend a lot of time in public Wi-Fi areas or areas where you're plugged into a network that you're not too sure about, a VPN would be great.
I travel a lot, and I just know that, I try to stay on a secure, network and all that.
Right.
I just want to make sure.
Now, does the company you work for supply you with a VPN when you're dealing with their services and resources?
No, I do not. They do not. But I just travel a lot for vacation and all.
Oh,
that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And are you moving a lot of government secret information around like Hillary?
Yeah, I work for the post office, so I see everything.
Usually when you're doing banking, you do your online banking while you're traveling?
No, I do not.
Okay, so you should be pretty safe then.
All right, I appreciate the help then.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, I just had a photographer call in, and he said...
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
...that he said that for cameras, they have to have a filter on it because it will burn the sensor.
Oh, okay.
Just like it does on your eyes. He's not
sure...
I think
it depends on the camera, too.
Yeah, I guess so, but he said that... that you can check it, Google it, or something like that. But he said he's a professional photographer, and everyone that he's talked to said to get filters because it'll burn the sensors. And,
I have zero interest in taking pictures.
What kind of are you going to take a selfie with it? What kind of picture are you trying to get?
I don't know. There are so many better pictures of it.
People
that will
be taking pictures.
Right.
Yeah, what the heck is my picture going to do? But people that like to do that, more power to them. It's like telescope people looking at the stars. I don't know.
Wait, this is me with the eclipse.
Yeah.
Hey, look. Like that thing behind me? That's solar eclipse.
That's solar eclipse.
There you go.
It's all
Let's
dark.
Go to, wait a minute here. I got this doesn't make sense, so I'll hit this one. That's Doug. Doug, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Doug.
I have a question on smart TVs for like Amazon Prime subscriptions, Netflix, things like that.
Yes.
Do you need to download the app for... that specific, like the Amazon Prime app, to be able to stream music or whatever to the TV, or is it going to be done through the app for the TV itself?
How old is the TV?
It's a smart TV, 6-7 months old.
Okay, have you scanned through the apps that are available on it already?
No, not really. We've not been using it really in a smart way.
Okay. The smart app should, for stuff that's well populated like Amazon Prime, it should be on there.
Yeah, we have on our Roku TV at home. It's I think it's called Amazon Video or whatever, and
right.
It has a link to all what you get with Prime.
Right. Now you might want to check the website of the TV manufacturer and the model of your TV, and see if there's a firmware upgrade. Because what will happen is Hulu and Amazon and those kind of folks will update apps along the way. And instead of updating from an app store, you're going to have to update the television from the television manufacturer's website. And they may not have an update. You may have the latest and greatest version available.
Okay.
This is a stupid question, but you obviously do know you need decent Wi-Fi to watch this. Okay.
Unless your TV is hardwired.
Unless it's hardware, right. Correct. Okay. Is that it?
Right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. This is Terry. Terry, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hey, Terry.
Hi. I have a problem with my iTunes recognizing my iPhone when I hook up to it. Apparently a file that I'm missing that recognizes the phone when you plug them into iTunes, and I don't know where to get this file that's missing.
Have you gone out and just downloaded the current version of iTunes and reinstalled it?
Yeah, I reinstalled iTunes, but I don't know if it's a Windows file or iTunes file. That's what I can't figure out.
Interesting. Have you done an interweb search for the file name and see what it says? It tells you what file it's missing, I presume.
Yeah, I have a chat with Apple people, and they told me the file number.
Okay, I would go to the interweb and do a search, and because if it's something catastrophic, it's happening all over the place with iTunes. So I would suspect it's, if you're using a Windows PC, it's probably Windows. Do a Google search or a Bing search, whatever your favorite search engine is, for that file name that's missing, and likely someone has a solution of where to find that file. It's just kind of hard for me to tell you what it is from here because I don't know what the file is.
I wrote down the file name. It's usbaapl64.inf.
Yeah, you're gonna have to search that on the interweb.
Okay. All right, I'll try that. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Terry. And I'd like to get one more in if we could. That'll be it. That'll be Al. Al, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how are you doing?
Good, Al, how are you?
Great. This may not be a question that that you seem to know on, but basically what I'm looking for, I'm going to be traveling to Ireland later in the year, and wondered, is there, I use AT&T, is there specific, any specific programs or that might be, allow me to be able to utilize my phone at a reasonable rate for that location tonight?
The best thing I would do is when you get to Ireland is get another SIM card and get an Irish phone number.
Get a SIM card from there?
Yeah, get a SIM card from there that's compatible with your AT&T locked phone.
Okay.
But are you wanting to call back to the United States?
Well, or to get my any information or that might be available to me, I guess what I'm trying to say is that, for example, data or anything else, would that be a program I should probably purchase here, or would that be something that I would do that?
I would buy it there in Ireland. You get a phone SIM card there, and it will definitely have a data plan of some kind.
Now, do I have a SIM card? I mean, does everybody have a SIM card in their phone?
I believe you do. I'm not sure how the iPhones do it, but all the Android phones have them.
If you,
I don't think I do.
Also, if you can get to Wi-Fi somewhere, you can make calls through Facebook Messenger. You can do phone calls and video calls, and then there's an app called WhatsApp that you can. But somebody else has to have it back here if you're trying to text. It's called WhatsApp, and maybe 99 cents to download it or something.
Oh, then forget
like that.
Forget it. Yeah. What, you think the guy's made of money?
I don't know. It's either that or it's free. I'm not sure which. But. WhatsApp is what's, and you can text, but the other person back here would have to have that same app loaded into their phone.
Just like they have to have FaceTime if they're going to FaceTime.
Yeah.
Same idea. Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Where are you going, Ireland?
Ireland. All right. Yeah.
Well, have a good trip.
Oh, boy.
That's my Irish accent. Thank you. And that's it. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. We're out of time. Now, for a long, long time, Jose Hernandez had an address. Pretty easy. No big deal. Then they had to add another dot to it. So pay attention. Here he is with his email address.
tech.questions@ktrs.com.
All right. Jose Hernandez. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day, everybody.
There he goes. And it's time for traffic, and then we'll check in with John Londoff. Dan Strauss, do the honors.
All right. Thanks, Frank. And we are going to throw it to Tim Weiland to check on traffic. Tim?
Dan, just within the last 60 seconds, they cleared the accident on southbound Highway 270 before Gravoid. All lanes are open. Damage done because it's a solid jam, almost like a parking lot from Olive all the way through Gravoid. They're still working with an incident on eastbound Highway 270 between Grand Hanley and New Florissant. Traffic is jammed all the way back to Highway 370. You've got an accident on southbound Lindbergh between Mueller Road and Concord, East Concord, and that has a long backup there. Another accident on Telegraph at Forder. You have slow traffic because of the southbound 270 accident. Eastbound Highway 40 is jammed from Bowles up to the Highway 270. And let's see here. Downtown, what a mess. Kings Highway to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound Highway 40. and from Grand up through 55 and 55 to the Poplar on 44 and 55, and that's due to the one lane only being open on eastbound 40 to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care. No one wants to be the sweaty guy at work, right? So pick up some new Dove Men Plus Care. 91% of guys who use it recommend it. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
KTRS is your personality-driven electronic communication newsfeed, where listeners like you are a part of the KTRS community. You can share information, ideas, comment, like, and react on the KTRS Facebook page, or by texting us at 84126, or by calling us at 1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877. You listen to us, we listen to you. On air, on the phone, and on social media. The Big 550 KTRS.
It's hot.
You said it.
And getting hotter at Suburban Leisure Center. No, we're not just talking about the temperature outside. We're talking about the hot, sizzling prices inside Suburban Leisure Center.
What does that mean for you?
Well, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings up to 50% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online.
Yeah, this doesn't look like it did in the picture.
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less, up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Tired of spending a fortune for your razor blades? Tired of getting the jaws of life to open up the package that you spent a fortune on? Well, I got a solution for you. Harry's Razors. Make the switch. So many people are going to Harry's.com and ordering Harry's Razors. They last forever. The handle, the razor itself is great. The blades are great. The shaving cream is great. Here's the offer for you. Can't get any better than this. Harry's.com will send you a razor, a cartridge, shaving cream, and the post-shave bomb for $0.00. I would offer you a money-back guarantee, but you're not spending any money. Harry's.com, put the promo code in KTRS, $0.00. You pay just $3 for shipping, and you will see what everyone's talking about. Harry's.com, promo code KTRS. A razor, the blade, the shaving cream, and the post-shave bomb. Harry's.com, promo code KTRS for free.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Better sleep makes you better at work, play, and school. Purchase a select Beautyrest mattress at the Beautyrest Back to School Savings Event and make your bed a smart bed for just $99 with a Beautyrest Sleep Tracker Monitor. It's designed to help you monitor your sleep, understand your sleep, and fix your sleep. Beautyrest Back to School Savings. Find a retailer at beautyrestretailers.com. Get your Beautyrest at Kloss Furniture in O'Fallon or Mattress Market in Troy.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Staples has low prices on everything kids need for back to school. When your kids have what they need, they go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time.
Planning for retirement doesn't have to be complicated. Discover five simple strategies that could put you miles ahead of where you are today on America's Wealth Management. Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
All right, I bought a lot of cars, Got my driver's license when I was 16, had my first car at 18, had to buy it myself. Didn't have any money, so my dad can get me a car, my parents, uncles, no relatives. Got my car, couldn't have been prouder. And I think when you grow up and don't have any money and you watch your parents not able to have nice cars, you want new cars. So I like cars. I like to buy cars. And here's why I understand hating to buy a car. I've had the same experience as you've had with salespeople who must have thought I was stupid. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it when car salespeople thought I was stupid because I got a chance to show them that I wasn't stupid. And very quickly, I'll give you my favorite story, and then I'll say the name Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, and then that'll be the commercial, because that'll be a place where they never assume that you're stupid. Because the car dealers who do are making a huge mistake. It's like car dealers who don't realize that half the cars purchased, the decision is made by women. They're making a mistake, and there are still dealers that say, why don't you go talk to your husband, or come back with your husband. I don't even know how they're still in business. So a million years ago, I had my eye on a little car. It was this is how old I am. That brand new. It was $3,636. Brand new. I had a Volkswagen. I took it to a dealer. I won't name the dealer in St. Louis. And I said, here's my trade-in. He got in and he drove it around the block. He said, we'll give you $500 for it. I said, it seems like it should be worth more than that. He says, son, I was in my 20s. He called me son. He said, son, let me give you a bit of advice. I've been doing this a while. And I know you think your car is worth more than $500. Let me save you a lot of time and aggravation. There's not a dealer in this town that's going to give you more than $500. And I said, okay. I got in the car. I drove to North County to another dealer. They had the exact same car I wanted, and the price was $36.36. It was the one. It was the one. And I said, here's my trade. I said, here's my key. I said, drive it around the block. He said, I don't need to. Start it up. I started it. He heard it run. He said, we'd be $1,500. I bought the car. I drove. This is, you have to know me. I immediately drove the new little car to that other salesman, his dealership, got out, walked in, got him. And I said, I'd like to have you come outside with me. He said, so you changed your mind about that. I said, no, I changed my mind. All right. Step outside with me. And I said, how do you like my new, and I'll say the name, it was a Honda. It was 1976. How do you like my new Honda Civic? And I said, here. And I handed him the bill of sale. And I said, remember your words, son, no one was going to give you more than $500. Look at my trade-in they gave me, $1,500. And I said, listen to me very carefully. I can't call you son, but sir, let me give you some advice. I will never be here again. I will never come back here again. And I will tell everybody I know that you take everybody who comes in here to be some kind of imbecile. And I left and I've never been back. So how you're treated is every bit as important as the money you pay. In this case, they were both involved. But they treat you like you should be treated, like the respect you deserve, whether you're buying an $8,000 pre-owned car or a brand new $70,000 fully loaded with everything on it Suburban. That's how they got to be who they are and got to be where they are. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, where that hating to buy a car thing, it's over. It ends once you go give them a shot at your business. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
We have a couple minutes here.
We do?
Yeah.
Can I continue part two?
Yes. Yeah.
I started with the first part of this letter, the letter that started, it says at the top, my final letter. And then sort of goodbye forever.
And kind of blaming you for...
Blaming me. This is a person who called a week ago Thursday during Scott Sherman's segment. It's a serious segment, trying to help people. And tried to be funny and act like he had a case that he didn't really have. And we realized it was just a joke. And I said, don't ever do this again. I hung up. Now, he's mad that we hung up on him. And so he's letting me know in this letter...
And it was actually a bad joke, too.
Yeah, it was a horrible joke. But he's letting me know that it was really my fault because he learned everything he knows about humor and jokes from me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, but I'm starting to feel a little bit guilty the more I talk about it.
I don't blame you.
So let me see. Where did I pick up? He says, whether I want to admit it or not, you've been a major influence on me, and my wife doesn't listen. And then, let's see, going on, my quick wit and snappy comebacks are primarily because of you. Also, one final bit of business. Scott Sherman is, I'm sure, a very nice guy and a good lawyer. But he has a flat, monotone voice and no charisma and absolutely no sense of humor. Well, Tom, I got news for you. Scott Sherman's not on here to do a comedy act. He's an attorney trying to help people. Let me continue with the letter. Bruce, where's my music? Where's my book? The world needs now is love, sweet love music. This is a guy, thank you, who's never going to listen again. He says, I heard him host the show and do that 3rd of June bit with Peon. And Peon went along with it, and then Scott spent 5 minutes telling him how honored he was. It was so brutal, I had to turn off the station. Also, he opened up the phones and he let the first caller talk 8 minutes and then said he didn't have time for any more callers. He doesn't know how to handle long-winded callers or clowns like me. This is great.
Clowns like me.
If he's going to be in the radio biz, you tell him he can't handle the heat, he should get out of the kitchen. Stop the music right there. I like that slogan. I've never heard that. I think he made that up.
He can't handle
Write it down. If you can't handle
the heat,
get out of the kitchen. That's a good one. I think that's going to catch on. Okay, Bruce, more music, please. Frank, Scott Sherman is a stiff.
Whoa.
I think you hired him to play mind games with McGraw and Millhaven. Whatever the case, he's boring. The only listeners who listen to him are the ones who want free legal advice. The rest of us in radio land are falling asleep, and we're turning the station till his boring segment is over. I might not be the funniest guy around, but listeners would rather hear me call in with some silly question than some 90-year-old lady wanting to sue her neighbors because their dog pooped on her rose bushes. This might be the best letter I've ever had. Thank you for putting up with me for so long. Don't worry. I'm not going to bother you or Scott Sherman anymore. Oh, yeah. And I heard you tell Dan, you know, his voice, not to let me call anymore. You told Dan that you know his voice. Don't let me call. Well, I can get around Dan in a New York minute. Oh, man. He's saying
slamming everybody.
Oh, man. I've done it before, but I don't roll like that. I'm not sneaky. I give my real name. Good day, sir. But wait, there's more. Then he goes on to say, good luck with Mr. Wonder Boy Scott Sherman. He makes me miss Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Wow.
There's a reference that goes way back. And then he says, excuse me, big exclamation point, for trying to bring a little humor to the dullest segment of your show. Goodbye forever.
Wow.
And then he says, I'll be dead in 6 months anyway. And he includes a medical
report
from a cardiologist.
He does?
He says, now, this is serious. I may have killed this guy. He says, I got so upset about you kicking me off the show, I wound up having a heart attack.
So you're to blame for a heart attack, too?
Yes. He says, and when I said on the page before that I only had 6 months, I was wrong. They say it's 3 months. Some kids want to be firemen or doctors when they grow up. All I ever wanted was to be funny and a good joke teller. Goodbye forever.
Oh.
So let's recap.
Wow.
He calls here while people are trying to get legal advice. Many people can't afford a lawyer. And he calls and pretends he's got some situation. We kind of at first buy into it, and then And he hits us, it's some kind of a gag. And I said, this is for people who need help. Don't ever do that again. We hung up on it. And then he stopped the music. This is the serious part. And he had a heart attack. So he says. He says he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And he has 3 months to live.
I doubt it.
You think it's only like a month?
Yeah.
He's got the doctor's report right here.
He does.
He sent me the doctor's. Well. Yeah. From SSM something.
No.
Health. After visit summary.
So he doesn't care anything about HIPAA.
No. I don't think, you're just supposed to.
So let me see. Doctor's report. Patient after visit summary. Discharge. Date of birth. Date admitted. Well, you know what? Date admitted July 6th. That would be right about right after we kicked him off the air.
Yeah.
He had a heart attack.
Hmm. Well.
And it says in the notes of the SSM notes, it says you've had a cardiac procedure and have been prescribed one of these medications. If you're unable to take them, blah, 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 blah. Skipping a dose can cause serious complications and or death. And it says reason for hospitalization, chest pain. It doesn't say that he had a heart attack. It says chest pain.
Yeah.
It also doesn't say in here you're going to die in 3 months.
No.
That's not in here. I'm looking at it. Well,
no.
I don't know what to say. What do you say? You know, what do you say to something like that except...
Well, and I remember seeing him and meeting him.
Mm-hmm. He's listening right now. He I said know. Goodbye forever, but he's listening.
I know. So, Tom, I remember meeting you and seeing you. So the heart condition or whatever does not surprise me. From your appearance.
Is he a large man?
Yeah, kind of large, yeah. So that doesn't surprise
me. I didn't have anything to do with that.
No.
MD Health and Wellness, I'm helping people lose weight.
Oh, yeah, heck yeah, yeah. Okay. So that does not surprise me.
In fact, can I just slide right into MD Health and Wellness?
Sure.
Yes.
Tom, I got an idea. Rather than hate me forever and die, maybe I can save your life. Maybe, if you'll get a hold of the folks at MD Health and Wellness, you'll lose weight, you'll feel better, you'll extend your life, and then all of a sudden, I won't be the guy that killed you, I'll be the guy that saved your life.
Yeah.
That'd be great. They're easy to get a hold of, mdhealthwellness.com. Now, here's what they'll do, Tom, and here's what they do for anybody. And folks, can I tell you something? Advertisers let me know how business is. You know how business is right now at MD Health and Wellness? It's not great. Big slump. And you know why that is? It's July. And this happens. You can call it every year seasonally, holidays. Right before the holidays, people, oh, my God, I lose weight. The holidays are coming. If a woman's going to get married, oh, I got to drop 10 pounds to get in that wedding dress, and I'm going to get down to a size. And then as soon as that wedding is over, two-ton Tessie. Not with everybody.
No.
But we've seen it happen. We had a woman work here. She was drop-dead gorgeous. She got married. She lost weight. That's all she talked about. Oh, I'm losing weight. I'm losing weight. I'm losing weight. And then we happened to see her like 3 years later. We didn't know who she was. And I thought her poor husband. You know, wedding night, you go, yeah. And then a couple of years go by and he goes, no. Look, nobody likes to be heavy. You just don't. Tell the truth. You don't. What are you waiting? What are you putting it off for? Call them. Call and make an appointment. I'll wait till summer's over. Really? So what? Then you'll be even bigger? And it'll be even harder to do? Because that's exactly what will happen. This waiting for the holidays. I'm going to wait till the spring, swimsuit season. I'll be all of that stuff. I've done all of it. I didn't do the swimsuit thing. I don't. But I've done that. Now I've already messed it up. Now I'll just wait to. That's all stupid. Because I've done it. I've done it for years, lots of years. And then finally, I just thought, if I don't start now, right now, today, when am I going to start? Tomorrow, the next day after that, week after that, month after that? And then at one point it's gotten completely out of control. You know how these people get to be 700 pounds? That's exactly how. At one time, they were 300 and 350 and 4 and 450. And I'm not saying that's where you're headed. I'm just saying let's get on with it. And money, don't give me that. Some of you I know can't afford to have, but most of you can. It's just not a priority. MD Health and Wellness, these are wonderful people. This is Dr. Supervised in Bridgeton. If you can't remember the website, which is mdhealthwellness.com, to make an appointment and go meet with them, then go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors. mdhealthwellness.com.
Time for a check on traffic with Tim Wyland. All right, Deanne, they're working with an accident on eastbound Highway 270 east of Washington Elizabeth that has the right lane blocked, and it's a solid jam back to Highway 370. That earlier accident, southbound 270 at Graboid, that's been cleared. Now, you are jammed up from Olive down through about Big Bend and then slow pockets up through Graboid. Eastbound 40 is jammed right at Kings Highway, and that goes to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 44, you're jammed Grant up to Highway 55. You only have one lane on eastbound 40 entering onto the Poplar, and then you've got the right lane merge lane from Highway 55 merging on. And then there was an incident on eastbound Highway 70 at Packer Boulevard, and that's east of the Museo Veterans Bridge. That's causing a big jam up there. Northbound Highway 170 solid from Highway 70 through 270, and that's due to that accident at Washington Elizabeth. This traffic report is brought to you by Accountemps. Demand for top talent is high. Let Accountemps help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who can hit the ground running. Visit Accountemps.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic
Center. Tim, I have 5 seconds to say happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, Frank. I appreciate
it. It's my grandson's birthday. He's 4. How old are you?
60.
Okay.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it.
Tim Weiland, birthday today. First Community Credit Union, I was there today. I ran in, I ran out. I don't run usually, but I wanted to get from the car, the air-conditioned car, to the air-conditioned lobby of First Community Credit Union as fast as I could. And then same thing the other direction. I actually sort of ran. You know how hot it is. First Community Credit Union, I don't know where you bank, but I don't know why you bank there, and I bet you don't either. You really don't. Let me put out this invitation again. Why don't you come bank where I do, where thousands of people do, and every day more people are starting to bank there and moving from where they banked before. First Community Credit Union, 43 locations, biggest credit union in the St. Louis area, and proud and exclusive sponsors of the yard sale every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. FirstCommunity.com. If you